From God's holy word, the psalmist writes, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture." And now in my quest for a new home, number 18... Close? 19. I think somehow we've lost track. Linnell and I were influenced by many things. Price, the distance from Zion that it would be. Price, single family, condo, villa, and of course, price. We viewed an endless number of homes all over the area, from here to Wildwood. And if anybody has any questions, I have every pothole charted from here to Wildwood and all over here. So if you need any information on it, just let me know. But it's interesting, while GPSing, is that a word? I just made it up, maybe it is. All the different locations, we came across a variety of different places to worship in the area. We came across many Christian churches, Jewish synagogues, and actually one of the homes we were looking at was actually next to a Muslim mosque. One of the churches that we passed, though, was a church by the name of Influence Church. And at first, you know, I kind of look at it and I kind of scoffed at it a little bit. But then as I was preparing for this morning's message, all of a sudden I started thinking about the multiple influences that bless our lives. Today we're going to take a look at two of those great influences, Good Shepherd Sunday and Mother's Day. Both two influences that will never change. From the Gospel of the Apostle John, we find ourselves in the middle of a celebration. We hear how Jesus has influenced countless people because they're all running up to him, drawing huge crowds. And Jesus, always seeing the opportunity to influence others with the gospel and continue his influence with them, goes right to where they're gathered, to the Feast of Dedication, or actually it's also called Hanukkah, which we may be more familiar with, celebrating the purification of the temple. How fitting is it that the one who came to restore all people to God would deliberately walk right into where a particular place, a part that was not needed to be rebuilt after the destruction of it had been destroyed originally. The celebrants, they're all gathered together there. And having been influenced by what they have seen and heard of Jesus, they boldly corner him. Can't you just imagine them just kind of taking him off to the side? They're going to put this question to him, the million-dollar question. If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. It seems reasonable, doesn't it? Absolutely. I think you and I would want to know the very same thing. Jesus knows all people. He knows that some people are immediately going to be influenced to believe by hearing the good news and hearing the good voice of the Good Shepherd himself. Others can only be influenced by strong words. Jesus said, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do bear witness about me." No truer words were ever spoken, right? Actions always speak louder than words. Unless both the actions and the words are coming from Jesus. Sad to say, some things, of course, never change. These Jews that are confronting Jesus and many people today, they may like to put on a good show and I want to know the truth. But in reality, many of them turn their back to the truth. And it's for them, Jesus says, "You do not believe because you are not part of my flock." These words are a warning from the very heart of Jesus Christ to those who would not believe in the miraculous works. Clear evidence that they had seen and they had heard about from the Good Shepherd of God. The Good Shepherd of God, whom they were right at this very moment face to face with. You could almost smell each other's breath. They are so close. And yet on Jesus, they see the face of love, even in these very words. These are all Jews. They would have all known the Psalms. They had sang them many times, part of their worship, and they would have had them memorized. And in particular, may have been the Psalm of David. Psalm of David, the 23rd Psalm, one of his Psalms. I now know how my mom permanently influenced me with this very psalm. Because with this psalm, we get a glimpse of Jesus Christ. What it will be like when he came. And at the writing of this, they didn't know. Just listen again to these words. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup overflow. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And always was an amen at the end of that. Absolutely, because that is such an amen. But who is doing all of the work in this psalm, in this prayer of David? It is the Good Shepherd doing all the work, all of his miraculous works. Jesus Christ is the one who did all God required for the forgiveness of all of our sins. And what was required? What was the price of that? Jesus Christ's very life. You see, it was all about you and me, giving us his victory and giving us his resurrection. That is how Jesus goes about leading his sheep to still waters, comforting them, restores our souls, restoration of our very souls, our very bodies, comforting us, giving us peace in every situation, and bringing us goodness and mercy, and then delivering us to the house of the Lord forever. But you do not believe me, because you are not a part of my flock. Saying these words to his own people face to face must have broken his heart, because he knew their hearts. He knew everyone he was facing, whether or not that they would be eternally with him. Jesus says it. Jesus mixes no words about it, because Jesus is the righteous judge, given that designation by God the Father to judge between the sheep and the goats on that very last day. And those who trust the voice of the Good Shepherd and those who ignore his voice. Today, many of you will be gathering to celebrate Mother's Day. Picture, if you would, if you're going to gather today, the faces of those who are going to be gathered around that lunch or dinner table. Picture them in your minds for just a moment. You can kind of get them all spaced. I know Linnell and I have already set the table, and we already kind of know, except for the named places that we always like to put there, where the grandkids are sitting and all the family. And I can see each of them face to face. Can you see those who you may be gathering with today? Ask yourself, Do each of them know that the Lord is their shepherd? Even if they do, two celebrations today, Good Shepherd Sunday and Mother's Day. I would encourage you to use them both to influence others. For Linnell and I will gather to celebrate the living, not the dead, because she and I know for certain that our moms are with the Good Shepherd. They're eternally with them because they have already passed through death to eternal life. So for our gathering today, when we get together, we're going to celebrate two moms in particular, Linnell and our daughter-in-law, Rebecca. Both given life by God, and both have given life from God. Lives that through godly influences show the road of the Good Shepherd, who leads to future generations and all to eternal life. St. Paul writes these words to Timothy, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God will be competent, equipped for every good work." If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Christ is very plain about whom he is. You can find it all over the very Word of God. Who were your Christian influences growing up in life, and maybe still are a Christian influence for you today? Who gave you, who taught you about the very basics of Jesus Christ, risen from the dead? My mom is the reason why I am actually gathered with all of you here this day. Celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday. Celebrate Mother's Day. Because that is what she would have taught me to do, and that's what she had told me to do, having no idea that I would have ever been a pastor, but I would have been right here in God's house for that very purpose, because I wouldn't have missed God's house, and I would not have missed gathering with the very family of God. Sheep of the pasture of the Good Shepherd Jesus Christ, be that very Christian influence to bring godly lives to others, beginning with your own household, beginning with your own family, and continuing it through, always teaching the truth that you have your salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. To Jesus, you are not just a number. To Jesus Christ, you and I are always the ones who were lost, and always the ones who he goes after to bring us to himself. So let us shout for joy to the Lord. And all God's people said, Amen.